couple of things perplexing. Many things. This one I do not get, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
How are the Browns so good offensively at the beginning of a game and yet can't keep it going? If I have my count correctly, and I think I do, the Browns offense has scored 6 touchdowns this year. Half of them came on the first time they touched the ball. Half of them, 3 of their 6 touchdowns. The first time they've touched the ball in every game, they've scored.
Yeah, they're 4 for 4. That's crazy, isn't it?
They've scored 24 points the first time they've touched the ball. Offensively, they've scored 60 points all year. Offensively. Defensive touchdown yesterday. Congratulations, Rodney McLeod. He'll be here to talk about it tomorrow with the morning guys.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
24 of their 60 points offensively have come on the first time they've touched the ball. 2 things. Dang, are they good at scheming to start a game. And dang, are they bad at adjusting and figuring out the flow of the game. How do you not, if your offense is good enough to score the first time it touches the ball, often, and we saw that last year, we've seen that
right.
Since Kevin Stefanski's been the head coach. Kevin's great at it when you start the game. Here's what we're doing, man. We're going.
Mm-hmm.
How's it fall apart?
I keep thinking of the joke of why don't they make the plane out of the same material as the black box, right? Like, it works for you.
You
can survive if you're inside that. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. Why is it on the next play that they can't figure things out? They can't find the other side of the 50. What are they doing out of the gate that they can't do for the rest of the game? Jeff, I think they have, what, 6 first downs in the first half at home in their home games this year. There are things that just don't make any sense about this team. But the other thing is the other team isn't there to lose, and they're going to adjust, and they're going to put pressure on, and they're going to do what they did on the last play of the game like they did yesterday. They're going to make it extremely difficult for you to win the game. And I can't understand that. It doesn't make any sense. They come out, they look like, you know, they look like Super Bowl champs on the first drive.
They look like they really know what they're doing on offense.
He hit 7 different receivers on that first drive. 7.
He was 8 of 8 for 40 yards on the first drive.
7.
Deshaun Watson.
Different receivers.
And 8 of 8.
Yeah, but he hit 7 different receivers. He hit Blake for the twice, the nice catch, and then the touchdown. So 7 different receivers. It's just insane.
Against Dallas, they got a field goal after a good punt return for their first possession.
Yeah, well, that was.
Against Jacksonville, a 16-play, 80-plus yard drive for a touchdown. Against the Giants, after the fumbled kick, boom, touchdown, first play. Yesterday against Vegas, 15-play, 70-yard touchdown drive. That's 3 touchdowns on their first touch of the football, and only 3 for the offense in the rest of the first 4 games. I do not get it. And on one hand, it's a huge plus for the coaching staff that they're able to capitalize so early and they've schemed so well that they come out and do that. And then what the heck happens? Because it falls apart. I do not get it. 216-474-0092, the number to join us. Anthony in Kent gets us going today. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. Welcome to a Browns Therapy Monday.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. A couple of things. You know, I played peewee football until I graduated high school. By no means am I a professional.
Wait, you played peewee in high school? You must have been the biggest kid out there.
Until I graduated high school. That's funny. Okay.
You got it. That's good.
Yeah, hope you rushed for about 4,000 yards against those fifth graders.
Talk about dominance. Man, so Anthony,
the first few games of the season, a lot of the offensive line, a lot of pre-snap penalties, right? Well, about 10 or 11 years old, you start to learn formations, you know, what you're not allowed to do, no false starts. So we can talk about Callahan leaving all we want. These guys are professionals making millions of dollars. Those mistakes probably cost us a game in the first 3 games fairly easily. Yesterday, Deshaun played average. He played decent enough to win. You know, the narrative today would have been different if Amari catches that ball or we don't have a holding penalty. And all of a sudden we're like, oh, yeah, Deshaun played good enough to win. That's been the thing with this team the last 3 years. All we need is a quarterback to do enough. Well, he did enough, and we didn't win. So what that tells me is this team is not good enough. We inflate the characters on these teams. We have a handful of good players. We think we have a lot of good players. Maybe we don't, because outside of Cleveland and its fan base, the rest of the country doesn't really think that we have a good enough team to win. So we sit here and talk Browns 7 days a week, and we're the only ones that believe that they're good enough to win with average quarterback play. Yesterday proved we can't, and chances are 90% of the country is right, and we're wrong. This isn't a good team.
Anthony, you didn't make the trade for Deshaun Watson and pay him all the money you're paying him for average quarterback play. So though he played well enough to win yesterday, if everybody else did their job, that's not what you're paying him for. You're paying the quarterback to win games for you. That's not happening. And I said it before the season started, Andy. I think this team lacks in skill position talent. Without Nick Chubb, I think your running game is okay. I think Deontay Foreman is a good running back. You don't give him the ball. I've mentioned this last week. It didn't change. The Browns are 26th in the NFL in rushing per game. And this is with four teams still to play tonight, doubleheader for Monday Night Football. They're 27th in rush attempts. And three teams behind them play tonight. Two of them will at least catch the Browns. So the Browns will be at the very best 29th in rush attempts. Yet they're 17th in rush average, 4.3 per carry. So you do it fairly well, at least average, and you don't bother. Again, they're third in pass attempts in the NFL. Third in pass attempts, but 30th in passing yards per game. So you don't pass the ball very well, but you keep passing like crazy.
He doesn't have time to throw the ball. He just doesn't.
So why are you calling pass play after pass play after pass play? Andy, you're third most pass attempts in the NFL this year.
Here's the other problem. Okay, so you're
37 per game is the average.
You're overpassing the ball, but your offensive line isn't getting any push for the run either.
Well, but you're okay at running the ball, 4.3 yards per carry. That's okay. And that's without trying to establish it. You gave your running backs 14 carries yesterday. The game before against the Giants, you gave them 12. These were games that were close. You can win those games with a running game. Look around the NFL at teams that are running the ball well. They're doing pretty well as a team right now.
Set your tight end up. Give yourself a 6 offensive lineman. Put tight ends on both ends and start to run the ball. Jeff, to me and you, that seems really easy out here, but we're not getting paid to do it. So clearly they're smarter. They understand what they're doing, and there's a reason why they don't want to run the ball. I still don't think that offensive line is able to give them the holes they need to be able to run the ball consistently to win a game.
They're going to have to pass
the ball. And then next thing you know, Deshaun is looking at the sky.
I'll flip that. They're doing a better job in run blocking than they are in pass blocking. Yet you're not running the ball. Every offensive lineman will tell you they would rather be the aggressor than the defender when it comes to blocking. You're the defender when you're trying to block a pass rush. You're the aggressor when you're trying to blow holes open for running backs. And they're okay at it.
I'll be honest. I don't think they have a good running game, and I don't think they have enough time to pass the ball. So we can sit here and say they should run the ball. I'd be happy if they ran the ball more. I might be more comfortable with Nick Chubb because he can do things beyond the offensive line if he can when he comes back. Who knows? He may not. Hopefully he gets activated on Wednesday. Then he's got 21 days to practice. Then they got to figure it out. I hope that Nick Chubb can come back. I don't know that he's going to be the savior, and I also don't know that Kevin Stefanski is going to let him run anyway. How many times do we sit there when he was active and he's best player on the field? He's off on third down. I'm already being prepared to be insane about that, to get frustrated about that, when you'll see that they need a yard or two and they'll leave Nick Chubb off on the side for third down if he can come back. I'm not saying he's the answer. I'll be, if he walks back out on the field, that's the most awesome thing on earth, because I never thought he'd play again when he got hurt. And more power to him. The city loves him. I love him. I can't wait till he gets back out there, but he is not going to be the answer. And Kevin's got to, if he's even going to be close to helping out the offense, Kevin's got to let him run the ball.
Henry's in Strongsville. Hi, Henry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
as I watched that game, and again, I'm not trying to peel the scab back again, but I just kept thinking about that trade we made for Watson and the money, and I'm just sitting there going, what we gave up and what we were expecting was Patrick Mahomes. We need that trade. What we gave up was what we needed. And he is playing. Yesterday was his best game. Big deal. Okay. He did. He was running for his life. And all I kept sitting there was like, we didn't need Superman. What could we have had with those three first round draft picks on that field, whether it was a D lineman, an additional O lineman, a playmaker? What could we have gotten with those draft picks that has now, I think, crippled our team?
Henry, thank you very much. When you made the trade, you were hoping you got Deshaun Watson, who played in Houston. The only aspect of that that I think the Browns have received, Andy, is the guy who holds on to the ball a long time and takes a lot of sacks. Now, it worked for him in Houston, but he got hit a lot and sacked a lot. But he also made some big plays. I think he also had some better playmakers there. But the only thing that's really carried over, and Deshaun yesterday, Dan described it, a couple of guys have described it. Dan said, fine, somebody else played well enough to win. Yes, you were hoping that you got an upgraded quarterback and got the guy who had played really well, made three Pro Bowls in 4 years for the Houston Texans. That hasn't been the case. I mean, that's real clear. 216-474-0092. More of your calls. We want to hear what you think, because at 1-3, it's a real disappointing start, and the offense in four games has scored 15, 16, 17, and 18 points, and that's counting a defensive touchdown in there as well.